announcement before we begin today's service. First and foremost, this is Hosanna Community Sunday, and we are blessed with both the residents and staff who are with us today. And Susan Evans will be reading the first passage of Scripture from Braille, as she has done in the past. And Connor will be giving us the sermon. And so we're delighted to have them here, and I know you'll want to greet them after the service during the refreshment hour. The other announcement I would bring to your attention is that we are scheduled to have a celebration of an adoption, and since the adopted child is not here, we will forego that and have that another day. Thank you. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Verses 1 through 3. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a great time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. Even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Thank you. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until his enemies would be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies for us, for after having saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their heart, and I will write them on their minds." He also adds, "I will remember their sins, their lawless deeds no more." Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs, the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, good morning, St. Thaddeus. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to first thank you, Father Hackett, for this first thing we're going to do, for inviting us to join today's service. I'm honored to give the sermon, and I thank every one of y'all feel blessed to have Susan Boo DeBrell. What a phenomenon. Anyway. I want y'all to listen closely because I'm going to do my sermon a little bit differently. I'm going to start with a prayer first, and then you'll see why I think it's important. So let us pray. Dear Everlasting Father, caring, loving, and watchful One, our source and our end, all that we have and all that we do is Yours. Please accept each one here at St. Thaddeus Church, dear Father, who have come in this church this morning to, first of all, to praise Your heavenly name, to ask of Your unforgiving forgiveness, to realize the amazing healing power You have, to feel and know Your word, and to be nourished by the body and blood of Your Son. Lord, may we miss this morning to be thankful for Your blessing of eternal love and life. Help create more believers in Your promise, Lord, and more importantly, remain truly acceptable in Your eyes. Our everlasting Father, our one strength and only Redeemer. Amen. Okay, I believe in the power of repetition when you're in the house of the Lord. So real quickly, before I begin, I'm going to tell you, I want anyone to say they don't know what I've said. Here's my today's lesson. It's Thanksgiving, pretty close, right? Well, everyone, I want you to remain thankful for the gift of eternal life that God offers to His believers. Did you hear I just said, I said believers. Let me explain, reiterate, stress, whatever word you like to use, the word believers. I strongly feel God is not concerned about what denomination you choose. I'm going to help you on the same line. Do me a favor. Think about this. When you're born, are you born a winner or a loser? Neither one. You're born a chooser, thanks be to God. Now, speaking of choosing, the Lord is not concerned about where you choose, where to go, or how many times you go. What I do believe the Lord is concerned about is how you choose to pray. Let's think about it. This comment can improve every person in the sanctuary, even you too. Why do every time we pray to receive blessings only to us, right? To benefit us. It's sometimes a miracle, sometimes a prayer. But why do we do that? I think the Bible is pretty explicit and pretty firm in the understanding it's better to give than to receive, right? Okay, I'll admit it. I'm not Father Hackett, but I've got some advice I want you to listen to. When we pray, rather than you spending time asking for more and more blessings from God, thank Him first for all His blessings. I'd like to point out real quickly, I live in the Hosanna community office this week, right? Well, we have two homes. the whole palace to the faith house, right? I want the whole palace to pay attention. I want y'all to pay attention because hope is a very important word. Hope as a verb is defined as to cherish or desire with anticipation, to expect with absolute full confidence. And as a noun, hope is defined as trust, reliance, a desire to be accompanied by an expectation of belief, an expectation of success, maybe in someone or something. Now, more importantly than my comment, how wonderful hope is, there are many, many scriptural references to it, right? Now, other than the fact that I will have one verse at the very close of my sermon that's very important, I'm not going to fall into a trap of he's got a verse that's taken out of context. So I'm going to use various quotes, and also I'm going to say, this is an Episcopal church, and I know we don't have any Bible thumpers to flip through the pages, but I will say this as well. Sometimes knowing the Bible, like a cookbook, is good. You know why? Because the Bible's got some good recipes in life. Anyway, I want to read you several verses about hope, so here we go. Psalm 62, verse 5 states, O my soul, in God alone, my hope comes from him. Psalm 130, verse 7 adds, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Proverbs 13:12 points out, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is the tree of life. Now don't get mad, this is five verses, Romans 1 through 5, but I want you to listen to its purpose. Therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God, through whom we've gained access by faith into this grace, into which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we rejoice in sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And real quickly, my final hope for verses Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope and certain of what we do not see. Okay, let me quit. How many of y'all are questioning why is Connor using hope so impactful? What's the big deal, right? It's my hope, that when you leave this church today, trying to fulfill the things that God has given us to do, when each one of us have different talents, I hope and pray that everyone can give a little thanks and credit to God's love. I'm about to finish up with this closing verse of Scripture. Like I said, I don't take it out of context, but this one verse sums up my entire sermon. And before I said, I want you to ask you a question. Isn't it pretty neat when God himself uses the word hope, or uses hope in an action? So to make his promise to you and to all of us here even a little bit stronger, I want you to listen to what God says in Jeremiah 29:11. The Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, For I know I have the plans for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you hope and a future. Well, I think I've explained what hope is. The future, obviously, is everlasting life. So I want everyone in the church to please repeat after me. Thank you, Lord, for your promise. and your gift of eternal life. Amen. Thank you very much.
Always a joy to hear the Word of God proclaimed in such a loving way. God's hope is our promise. Thank you, sir.
Will you please stand and profess your faith with me by reciting the Nicene Creed on page 358 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten by the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, the one being with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us,
prayers of the people of Form 6 are found on page 392 of the Book of Common Prayer. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work. For this community, the nation, and the world. For the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble. For the peace and unity of the Church of God. For Justin, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael, our presiding bishop, George, our bishop, for David, our rector, for Pat, our priest associate, and for all of us as ministers who share in God's work through this parish and in our lives, and for all bishops and other ministers. For the special needs and concerns of this congregation, we pray especially for the staff and residents of Hosanna Community. Please join me in praying for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Jean, Steve, Kenny, Nicole, JR, Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Brian, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Coran, Jeff, Regina, Ruth, James, Audrey, Irene, Debbie, Larry, Joyce, Peter, Michael, Pat, Joe, Debbie, George, Howard, Jeffrey, Margaret, Marcy, LaDonna, Jackie, Laura, Pat, Jennifer and Victoria, Linda, Bobby, Jack, Ellis, Baylor, Gray. Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Pam Sargent Kuntz, Pat Park, A.J. Benier, Kelly Simon, and Elaine McKeon. We give thanks for those celebrating an anniversary this week, especially Chuck and Betsy Carpenter. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, especially Robert Rensell and the victims of the terrorist attack in Paris, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. This is a joyful day. It always is when the Hosanna community joins us for worship. And I'm going to watch my job. It's a good job. Thank you. Thank you. We'd remind you that next Sunday, and by the way, be sure to come back. There's some special goodies for Hosanna community in the parish hall, so don't miss it, all right? Next Sunday is Commitment Sunday. That's the Sunday we ask you to return your stewardship pledge for next year and place it on the altar. You should by now have received one of these. I hope you've said your prayers about your giving for the coming year. Your vestry will set the budget accordingly. So if you don't have one, we'll get one to you. Don't worry. Yes. Okay. Also next Sunday, after the service, we'll have the annual parish meeting, which is the time when we will elect our new vestry. The Thanksgiving basket appeal has been met. Everyone has signed up, I'm delighted to say. So four baskets will be prepared. Those of you who signed up, be sure to bring those items that you signed up for next Sunday so that the baskets can be delivered on Thanksgiving Eve. There's one other announcement from Linda. Thank you. Are there any other announcements to be made? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, for you are the source of light and life. You made us in your image and called us to new life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." And therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, remember that life is short, and we have too little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be quick to be kind. Make haste to love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen. Amen.